This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, friends, it's hour number two underway. Thank you for those of you that were with us in hour number one. We had a great time with Brian Kilmeade. And before we're done, Taylor Swift will be back. The song will be Willow. If you liked the albums that she wrote in lockdown, this was from one of those. So, again, the great lady balladeer in American history or American music right now rejoining us towards the end of this hour. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We'll also have the Ladies Lounge underway. Rachel Campos Duffy stopping by. The book is All American Christmas, and she wrote it with her husband, Sean. But it details, like, the Christmas memories, meaningful experiences, etc., that a bunch of her colleagues at Fox News went through. You're going to hear stories from Brian Kilmeade, Charles Payne, Stephen Peter Doocy, Brett Baer, Britt Hume, even the longtime kind of chief of Fox News. He's profiled in here. And it's not just stories. You get some pictures and you get recipes for great Christmas fare. So that's kind of a cool element to this as well. Anyway, All American Christmas, we're going to talk about it with Rachel Campos Duffy, who put it all together later this hour. And she's also, either she just did the week on Fox News Primetime, or she's about to, and I think Sean, her husband, is going to be doing Fox News Primetime as that's the 7 p.m. show where they rotate the hosts. So anyway, it's been kind of a fun little combination for them to do that and see different people pop in there. I'm still waiting for my phone call. We'll see if that ever happens. Anyway, glad you're with us. So I want to go back to where we started the show at the top of the first hour. We talked about the Rittenhouse trial and how really this poor kid, he was called a white supremacist by the then candidate, but now president with an asterisk by it, Joe Biden. And I put the asterisk there because it's kind of like the home run hitters that use steroids to do it. I'm not sure that ballot stuffing is going to, you know, always get you there in the history books. But anyway, so Biden was campaigning at the time, and show him that original graphic again. He calls Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist, puts his picture on his Twitter feed. And by the way, I would love to point out, you can't see it because it's too small on your TV screen, but Mr. Rittenhouse does not have his finger in the well of that AR-15 that he's carrying there. Unlike the prosecutor in the Rittenhouse trial on the last day when he was not only had his finger on the trigger in the well of the gun, he also then pointed it at the jury. You talk about reckless handling. It's like he went to the Alec Baldwin School of Gunfire. That's one. And so now the president is really he's culpable for that. He slandered a kid with no evidence, said he was a white supremacist, had zero evidence of it. And if you thought that the Covington Catholic young man got major cash out of, what was it, CNN and Time Magazine for what they did to him, you wait until Rittenhouse's lawsuits start flying. They've got everybody. They've got Twitter, Facebook, they've got CNN, they've got MSNBC, they've got the White House. They've got everybody on record, and the evidence is everywhere. It's all been cached. People have copies of it, calling this kid a murderer, calling this kid a racist, calling this kid a white supremacist. And he literally was none of those things. But even after the trial was over, I'm sorry that I got to do this. It's kind of rude to pick up my phone and do this, but this is on my Instagram feed right now, and I just remembered it. Gavin Newsom the governor of California said, well, it's already been taken down. Let's see if I can go to my, here we go, I'll go to my categories. He said, after the verdict came down, Gavin Newsom said the following. And by the way, I'm not going to, you won't be able to see it, but I put the word lies real big across the bottom of this tweet from Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom said, America today, you can break the law, carry around weapons built for a military, which an AR-15 is not, shoot and kill people, which that's not what Kyle Rittenhouse was there to do, and get away with it. And he didn't, he certainly didn't get away with it. But he didn't break any laws. He didn't carry around weapons built for a military, and he didn't go there to shoot and kill people. Literally nothing of that, of what he said there, was true. And then he said, that's the message we just sent to armed vigilantes across the nation. I believe that this Twitter post by Gavin Newsom is actionable, because he's in essence saying that even though the jury cleared Rittenhouse of all guilt in these five charges, that he still did it. I think that that's actionable. This kid is going to hit a payday that very few people have ever seen in their life. And I feel bad for what he's been through. I feel bad for the people that lost relatives. One of them, by the way, the one of the victims that got shot has been a serial pedophile for numbers of years. And another one of the victims had a gun that he was pointing at Rittenhouse. I guess Rittenhouse, the only thing that they would have been satisfied with is if he had just laid there and let him shoot him. But we've already been through the issue. This was a protest that should have never have happened, because the police didn't perform any malfeasance in the investigating of the original incident that went down in Kenosha, where a man pulled a weapon on the police officers after they had told him four times not to do what he was doing, four different things not to do it. And the reason he was even there at the locale of his ex-girlfriend's house was because he defied a judge's order that was a restraining order against him. We don't have a problem with white supremacy in America. We have a problem with people that don't want to obey the law. That's the bigger issue in these protests that go on coast to coast. That's not a racial issue. That's a willful heart issue. We've got people that think that the law doesn't apply to them, that they don't have to do as instructed. Most police forces are no longer white dominant, particularly in the big cities. New York City, L.A., Chicago, Philadelphia, Detroit, Washington, D.C., Portland. You've got in many of these cities minority dominant, meaning there's more black and brown people that are on the force than white people. This is not an issue of white police officers killing people. Kyle Rittenhouse didn't kill any black people, and he's being called a white supremacist. The three people that got shot were all white. But that was only one bad court incident for Biden this week. He was also told this week that the Sixth Circuit Court of the United States was going to consolidate, shifting gears here, to the vaccine mandates. There's a number of these smaller level vaccine mandate court cases that are coming through. People suing the federal government saying, you can't make me make my employees get vaccinated. That's just not constitutional. You can't make private industry force their employees to take medication that they don't want to take. That's way beyond what the Constitution allows. So there's all of these companies that have waged lawsuits against the administration. Well, the courts have said, well, let's consolidate all of these, because they're all arguing the same thing. This is all going to go to the highest court anyway, so we're going to all have to deal with it. So they consolidated them all down, and the lead plaintiff in the case is going to be the Daily Wire news organization headed by Ben Shapiro, and his in-house attorney who had filed their case is a monster in the courtroom. He is a champion bulldog, and he's ready to go. All these cases are going to be consolidated. So that was kind of bad news, because now this vaccine mandate may not survive the year, much less be here for him to get reelected on. Think about that. If they can manipulate COVID all the way to the 2024 cycle. So after that happened, this is how bad the federal government thought that the vaccine mandate was. OSHA, the part of the federal government that governs private employment law, came out and said, we're not going to enforce the mandate any further. If this is going to be decided, we're going to let the courts decide it, and we're not going to punish companies in the meantime. To which everyone was like, yeah, that consolidation is already working, because you've already got companies that are now more free than they were before. But go back to that graphic there for just a second, Mr. Ivan. The day following OSHA's announcement, the White House comes out and says, it doesn't matter what OSHA said. You have to enforce the mandate anyway in your companies. It is high tyranny in the White House these days. They are fascistly telling corporations, you're going to do what we tell you to do or else. Well, get ready for a whole bunch of backslap coming from the courts going the Biden administration's direction in the days to come. Kevin McCullough coming up. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know that most of the time we talk about what is on the front page or in the front section of the newspaper on any given day, whatever the top leading story is at the given hour. We're trying to give you all the breaking news, what it means and why it matters. But every now and then we like to take a little time out and talk about some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes, either with the newsmakers themselves, people that are impacting the stories, or those who report them and also have some fun things going on in their life. And I don't care what my lovely bride says this year, because she gave me grief, and she continues to. We're not at Thanksgiving yet. And I did something this year that she's done in the past. I started listening to the Christmas music before Thanksgiving. It was always a cardinal sin in my own life. I was like, no, you don't listen to that until after Thanksgiving. But I don't know, for some reason, I don't know if it's pandemic or the fact that I just feel more thankful than normal this year and I'm looking forward to the holidays with my kids or whatever. I got in the mood early. So basically since Halloween, I've been subjecting the ankle biters and the lovely bride to, you know, joy to the world and all the rest of it. And someone else who's in that Christmas frame of mind is my next guest, and her husband, Rachel Campos-Duffy. You know her as one of the anchors and contributors at Fox News. In fact, she frequently does the 7 o'clock primetime show that they rotate the anchors around on, but you see her on Outnumbered and other things, and you remember her from her MTV days, though I think the politics that she's known for now, is she may have matured a little bit into that viewpoint. And, of course, her husband, Sean, also a contributor, and doing a great job there and raising all their kids. And they're trying to give their family a good All-American Christmas this year. And that's the name of the new book, All-American Christmas, brand new from Fox News Books. And Rachel Campos-Duffy rejoins us. And, Rachel, the last time you were with us, it was your child's book, and that, you know, your daughter played a role in that. It was very heartwarming. I loved that time with you. I think I like this book even more, partly because of what I just said. I'm in trouble. I've already got the Christmas tune spinning in the McCullough estate, and everybody's telling me I'm too early. Am I too early? Can you settle that argument for me?
Well, that's a tough one, because I'm going to tell you, I also grew up and raised my kids in this really kind of strict, we got to get through Advent to get to Christmas, and we celebrate the 12 days of Christmas after Christmas leading up to Epiphany. I'm very, very deliberate about that. But I agree. I think everybody is just this Christmas, this Thanksgiving, this whole holiday season, people are anxious to get started, because I think for many people it's going to be they haven't been together. Last year they weren't together. And so I think a lot of people are like, let's get the holidays on and really enjoy it. And that's why I think this book is so great. I mean, I love Christmas just like you do. Let's get our stories, our traditions together, but let's also ask all of our friends at Fox News that we love and that so many of our viewers love and get what their childhood memories were like.
Yeah.
And what do they right now with their families? And we just thought that would be fun, and it really turned out great. I mean, we're just so excited about the book.
Well, and the book has, and I only got my own copy yesterday, so I'm thumbing through it even as we speak. But there's like recipes in here, and there's stories,
yeah.
and I just love all of it. And the people that you got contributing to it, I think, are some of the favorites as well. Let me just run through the list. You got Dana Perino, you got Jesse Waters, Brett Baer, Britt Hume. I mean, how can you not love Britt Hume? And I know he's not as active on the channel as he used to be, but man, love that guy. Lawrence Jones, Ainsley Earhart, Brian Kilmeade, John Roberts, Sandra Smith, Charles Payne, John Rich. Sounds like a bunch of guests have been on my show. Martha McCallum, Shannon Bream, Lauren Green, Geraldo Rivera. Wait, Geraldo Rivera celebrates holy holidays?
No,
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't kill me for that.
No, but Geraldo was such a great get for us, because he really is, to me, his story really exemplifies, you know, that melting pot of America,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So his mother's Jewish, his father's Catholic, Puerto Rican, and sort of how their family actually fought in some time. And so they came up with Christmaka, and they were finally the Geraldo and his siblings finally, after years, broke down his mom, and she let them have a Christmas tree, though she always called it a bush. And so it just was kind of funny how, you know, he had to negotiate that, but so many of us are negotiating it in our own ways. Like, even in my, you know, Sean's Irish and I'm Hispanic, and we had to figure out what traditions we wanted to keep going and which ones we were just going to leave behind because either they were too complicated or, you know, they just, you know, didn't like that dish or whatever it was. But we all are doing that all the time and creating new memories.
There's no doubt about it. Rachel Campos-Duffy is who we're speaking with. And I just to not leave anybody out, there's also Janice Dean, who we have just really, I'm so
love
glad
her.
She shared because of the year she's been through. Steve and Peter Ducey, Bill Hemmer, Maria Bartiromo, and Emily Compagno round out the group. And, you know, if you do a volume two, I would love to know Harris Faulkner's story. So I'm just putting that in the idea hopper for next year.
Everybody who's not in the book has reached out to me and said, "Hey, why am I not in the book?" I'm like, next year, I promise.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, good. That guarantees you a second deal. So that's even better. And you've got it broken up in kind of a cool way. It's four different joys. Talk about the joys and why they were chosen and what you were trying to communicate and kind of outlining the book in this way.
Well, you know, you're always trying to think about how you can do this in a unique way. And so there's the joy of giving, there's the joy of receiving, the joy of faith, and the joy of family. And what we realize is that people celebrate in so many different ways. So for some of our Fox friends, if you will, you know, religion played a bigger part. Other people do it a little more, you know, they kind of have a more secular idea. I told you about Geraldo Rivera having to negotiate the Jewish part of his background. And so we just kind of divided out because when people tell the stories, different things came, you know, sort of percolated to the top of their memories. And so we were able to do that. But what we realized is that no matter what the story, they all had that thing in common, which is what unites us. And I think at this time in America where, you know, there's so much about what divides us, I think there are so many elements in America trying to figure out what makes us different, and using that, I think to the detriment of our country. This was another thing where, you know, we're united as Americans, we're united, you know, in this holiday that, you know, no matter how you celebrate or what you celebrate, it's a federal holiday and we all love it. And so that was sort of the idea behind it. There's so much commonality that we all share. And because so many of us just associate with food and family and that time together. But also I'm really proud that in Fox or at Fox, we're not afraid to say Merry Christmas and we're not afraid to talk about the reason for this. And so many of our people did do that. And Sean and I obviously did because that's really important to us. And that's something that we really impart with our kids. And so you'll learn all the things that we do, you know, whether it's building, you know, we build a very elaborate nativity scene with our kids. We really emphasize, as I said, the Advent season.
Hold that thought right there. We're going to come right back. We're speaking with Rachel Campos-Duffy in the Ladies Lounge tonight, and the book is called An All-American Christmas. I know that you're going to want to get a copy of this because of the true life stories that are in it. There's also some good recipes in there as well. We're excited to be able to tell you about it tonight as Rachel Campos-Duffy is staying up late with us. Also yet to come this hour, former actress Tara Wellington.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Protests in several American cities following the Kyle Rittenhouse acquittal yesterday in his double homicide trial in Kenosha, Wisconsin. At least five arrests made in New York City. Other protests broke out in Philadelphia, Portland, Oregon, and some other cities as well. Meanwhile, Rittenhouse himself spoke publicly to Fox News after his acquittal.
The jury reached the correct verdict. Self-defense is not illegal.
Rittenhouse acquitted of all counts on Friday for fatally shooting two men and wounding a third. Meanwhile, a Georgia judge has denied a defense motion for a mistrial in the Ahmaud Arbery murder case. That's the case in which a 25-year-old black man was fatally shot. Three men facing charges, a lawyer for one of them saying that a mistrial is warranted because black pastors outside the courthouse were influencing the jury. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we're in the ladies' lounge. Rachel Campos Duffy is still with us. The book is called All American Christmas. And Rachel, you and I were talking in the break, and you know, Christmas isn't always happy and warm for everyone. In fact, one of the things we were discussing was the death of not only my own mother, but my bride's mom. And first Christmases after those types of things happen are always tough. And I guess I've gotten to the point now where I really want to be, focused on making sure that my children are, in fact, experiencing special times every year. I want Christmas to be an extraordinarily special event for them every single year. And I'm just so excited. I think the book's a great idea. The four joys, by the way, I didn't enumerate them earlier. The joy of giving, the joy of receiving, the joy of faith, and, you know, I've never heard anything about Martha McCallum's faith journey, so I'm very interested to read that chapter, but also Lauren Green and Shannon Bream, who, man, if you know anything about Shannon's life, she is Dr. Positivity, and you can just not get her down, and I just love that.
That's interesting. You know, all of us have our fox face, right? Like, we have the most amazing fox hair makeup team.
Yes.
And so
I've been in the green room. They've done wonders for me, and I'm a hard case. So there you go.
It is the best thing ever. Like, it is the best part of our job is we just have this gray hair makeup team that make us all look fabulous. But you also get to see people, as you know, when you're in the green room, with fox hair and makeup and without.
Right.
And I will say this, the prettiest, most beautiful, and I mean inside and out, but at this point I'm talking about out, the prettiest, even without makeup person, is Shannon Breed. The woman doesn't even need makeup. She could go on air without it, and she looks amazing. She's just gorgeous, and as you mentioned, she is gorgeous inside, and she's gorgeous outside, and she exudes that warmth and positivity, which I know is so much about it. It's just what's rooted in her faith, and she is an amazing person in that regard.
Now, when you have that much joy genuinely in your heart, I don't think you can help but shine that beauty out through the rest of you. And I think that's what she has. And I that's what I want my daughter to learn. And I want, you know, her mom does very similarly the same thing here. And so I feel blessed to be able to say that. But the last joy is Joy of Family. Friends, get it. It's called An All-American Christmas. It is put out by Fox News Books. And little secret, we're going to try to have some of the other contributors on and tell some of their stories. Rachel, if you have two more minutes, I did not ask you for the story that you included, that you and Sean included. Give us just a little, give us the elevator pitch version so that they'll still get it and read the story in the book.
I'll give you the elevator pitch, and then I'm going to leave you with why I think you should buy this book. So the elevator pitch is, this is how you mix a Hispanic, Latina, Catholic family and an Irish Catholic family. I'm from Arizona. I moved to Wisconsin. You can imagine there's a lot of weather differences and a lot of differences.
No, come on, really?
I grew up with a fake tree. That would be sacrilegious in the Duffy house. So there was a lot of figuring out of that stuff. Here's what I want to say. First of all, I feel really blessed to be part of a network that is never, you know, we don't say happy holidays. I mean, we say Merry Christmas, and I'm really proud to be part of a network that loves Christmas, that's taken on the war on Christmas, wants to celebrate it, not cancel it. Over the last couple of years, we saw our government trying to cancel Easter and Christmas and Thanksgiving, and so this is why we really wanted to celebrate it. We hope that we can make Christmas great again here in America and unabashedly say Merry Christmas. So we want to fully embrace it. This book is a great way to know anyone on your list who loves Fox News, who's a viewer, grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, brother, sister, uncle, aunt. This is the easiest gift. You can just click on, purchase it, and get on with celebrating the busy holidays and not have to worry about it, because the people on your list, like Fox News, are going to absolutely love this book, and it's super easy to get. And it's made here in America, Kevin, so there are no supply chain issues. You're going to get your book. It's not stuck in some container out in California. It's not stuck in China. It's right here, and you can get it. So I hope that, first of all, thanks for having me on, Kevin. I really appreciate it. And it's doing great, so thanks to everybody who's already gotten it.
We'll give our best to Sean, and I don't think I've seen him since the Republican convention in Cleveland, and he was sitting having lunch on the side of the thing coming out of the convention center, and he hollered to me, and I'm like, wait a minute, and my brain went blank. I'm like, I know who this is. Why isn't the name coming? So apologize to him for me blanking on him that day.
He's going to be hosting Primetime next week.
Is he really? I wonder how he got that gig.
Yep, the 2 days before Thanksgiving. So
I think his lady friend put in a good word for him. Personally, that's what I think happened.
I did.
All right, Rachel Campos Duffy, thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Kevin.
You got it. And McCullough. Yeah, and the ladies' lounge will continue. It's Kevin McCullough, and we're coming back from New York. Don't go away. Tara Wellington and Taylor Swift yet to come.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me.
Kevin McCullough, great guy to have you along with us. And you know, we like to frequently kind of set aside the front page of the newspaper, like we talk about early in the show, all the big stories of the day. And sometimes we like to focus in on some practical stuff. And I don't think it gets more practical than trying to stay healthy during the holidays. And it is a difficult task sometimes. I'm not even going to reveal the name of who, but somebody said to me yesterday, oh, I gotta make sure I get all my classes in at the gym before, you know, next week rolls around. And the thinking is that this is, we're heading into big eating season, lots of parties, there's going to be a lot of other things. But there's also other things that are going to be tearing down on us, which is a little bit of the stress of the season from COVID, a little bit of the stress of seeing relatives, maybe some who disagree with you on things like COVID. So there's all kinds of reasons why we need to be taking a healthy approach to the holidays this year. And here to discuss is Tara Wellington, actress, TV personality, and editor-in-chief of SimpleMomsGuide.com. Tara, welcome to Kevin McCullough. Great to have you with us. Thanks for being here. So let's things that you can do to make sure that you are as healthy as you can going through the next, let's say, 45 days or so till we hit the new year. What's some of the simple things?
Top of my.
All right. Well, there's and I've been fascinated by those weighted blankets for a while, and I've never pulled the trigger and said, okay, let's go ahead and get one. I might have to do that this year. Tara, I'm actually getting some word from the control room that your audio is not good, so we apologize for this. We're going to have to invite you back at some point. But, friends, if you want to know more, I suggest that you go to my website. We're going to put up a link on some of the things that Tara wanted to tell you about, because it's not coming through, and we can't get it on the air. Anyway, all right. Thank you, Tara Wellington. Kevin McCullough, just reminding you that coming up next, Taylor Swift is going to be back with us. The song Willow is how we're going to close out tonight. But before we go, I do want to make mention once again of our campaign for CSI, Christian Solidarity International. Speaking of women, speaking of healthy holidays, it doesn't get much more need to be healthy than getting out of slavery. And in since February of this year, we had asked, can you help us liberate 192 women that had been taken into slavery in northern Sudan? And this is where we're at. We, as of this moment, have 24 to go. 168 have been liberated. And I would love it if here on, the 20th of November, if we could say before Christmas comes around, so before December the 25th, if we could say that all 24 of those women were in fact spoken for and liberated. And here's how it works. You give a gift, a one-time gift of $250 or some multi-month component of that, $50 a month for 5 months or $125 a month for 2 months. Or a multiple of it, 250, and every time you do 250, there's another slave that is liberated. But here's how it works. CSI, Christian Solidarity International, has an underground railroad operation similar to what we did during Reconstruction here in the U.S. They have people that are actually finding and identifying people who were taken as slaves. They're finding their families in South Sudan. They're reconnecting the story, making sure that they're getting the right person. And then when they have the supplies and they have the ability to go and negotiate for that slave's liberation, they bring them back to South Sudan. They help them recover. They've experienced incredible trauma and just horrible treatment. And after a bit of respite, medical care, counseling care. They help them get relocated with their family or from the region where they originally came from. They're given a bag of hope that gives them everything they need to start that life over again. And from there, they get a brand new chance at life. And for some of these women, they have not seen their homeland since they were just small children. But tonight, friends, we are 24 away from releasing all 192 that we had, and we have more liberations underway. There's probably, at the peak, there were about 180,000 people that had been taken into slavery in the North. We have that number down to somewhere between 35 and 40,000, we believe, as Christian Solidarity International and you and us over the last number of years have been successful in helping many of those be liberated. They've been doing it for 15 years at CSI. The last 4 years, my listeners to this show have helped more than 1,000. So that's exciting, but it's one at a time. That's how it works. Last week, we had two wonderful people step up and say, our family wants to liberate four, and they did a one-time gift of $1,000 each for each of those families. I couldn't be happier than to see that. My own staff, none of whom are raking in the big bucks, said, Kev, we feel it's so important. We each want to do more than one slave for our family, and our video director is a brand-new newlywed, so you know that it's a sacrifice to step up and do that. We're going to, just within the staff, help liberate 16 this year. What can you do, friend? Can you do one? Can you help us set one life free? 888-342-1010 is the number, 888-342-1010. But we're running out of time. 24 slaves to liberate, 25 days in December to get to Christmas. Can you help us right now? Go to the phone. Make your best gift, and it doesn't matter what size it is. It's going to contribute. Oh, and by the way, every gift we now get between now and Christmas will be matched dollar for dollar. So can you help us? 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Coming up, Taylor Swift rounds out this night on Radio Night Live in the music spotlight tonight. We're looking forward to that. And then a big Christmas schedule of music coming in December. I hope that you'll stick around for those nights as well. Coming right back, Radio Night Live. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Duck.
All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are pleased to have with us Taylor Swift, who is really, as I said, the modern balladeer of female songwriters in America. And this is her song, Willow. She wrote in lock.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels.
Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.